Governor DeWine, yesterday during his briefing, you can see and hear more, Wilson Snyder Facebook, WilsonSnyder.com. He announced a slow reopen of some businesses. Let's sort through this with Tim Dimoff. Access Consulting Investigative Services consults a lot of companies on security and things. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Question now will be, if your business or your setup falls under what the governor says, you could reopen, but it is going to be limited, right?
Yeah, basically, they want people just to honor some basic stuff, and that's the distance rule, potentially wearing the mask some of the time, especially when you're around other people, and just controlling the flow of numbers of people in your office, work, retail area. And there's good confidence that we can do that relatively in a pretty efficient manner. It won't be perfect, but we can do it. And the whole thing revolves around the whole debate of whether masks really help and distance and all that. And what they really know out of all this unknown is that, you know, practicing some basic social distancing, cleansing, disinfecting, and that, it's, you know, it can only help. We don't know to what degree, but doing something is better than doing nothing. And if we can get everybody to follow some basic guidelines, we can reopen and eventually reopen everything with, you know, some basic guided or guarded limitations.
Friday, it'll be medical procedures, hospitals that don't require an overnight stay, dental offices, that sort of thing, veterinarians, they get back to work. Then Monday, construction, manufacturing, distribution operations. May 12th, retailers and all. You know, we have been trained at if you go out and pick up a meal or, you know, some food at a restaurant, everybody's got tape on the floor. So I guess in some cases, if you look at your office setup, you're going to have a similar thing next week?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's pretty simple for offices because basically a lot of offices, let's say they have cubicles. So right there, they have separation. If you have other offices, you know, people can limit themselves to standing at the door, or if they do come in the offices, keeping an extra feet, couple feet away from the desk. So we're not really looking in as a hardship. There's a big difference between the small businesses and the big businesses or businesses that have the general public coming in. The smaller businesses are not going to have problems making the adjustment. It'll be actually pretty easy for them. Where the challenge is like we already have, like in grocery stores, in retail places. But I think we've already shown that we can deal with the distance and all the social and medical guidelines that they've said. But it's the bigger businesses, and that's where there's traffic flow of the general public, that we're going to have to get some controls on. Tape on floor, signs, plexiglass, everybody honoring everybody's space. And I think we'll be just fine.
Tim, as you consult, depending on the size of your company, really every company needs to have, I guess, somebody as a point person that understands all this to be the go-to, if you will?
Yeah, we're getting at Sachs Consulting, we're getting a tremendous amount of calls to help companies make the adjustment. And a couple things. Number one, you need to have some written guidelines. And it's highly suggested that you put your guidelines on the first door or the public access doors for your workers and for the general public. What are you allowing in that business? We allow visitors, but you must come to a certain area and only that area. We do not allow visitors. If you need to come here and make an appointment, call this number. So first thing is put some simple directions on the doors, not only for public, but for your employees. And then secondly, internally with your employees, establish some written guidelines. And it's nothing like 20 pages. We're talking one sheet of paper with 10, 12, 15 points of reference of what you expect as a company. So put it in writing, distribute it, post it on your doors, those kind of things. Don't make it a guessing game. If you do make it a guessing game, you will have people that will violate. You can go back to the grocery stores. Signs on the doors, arrows on the floor, plexiglass, and it's amazing as I go into grocery stores how well people function in a grocery store with 20, 40, 50 people or more. I've even been in Lowe's and Walmarts and have seen tremendous amount of really adhering. But the key is you can't make it a guessing game. It has to be really in black and white. And I go back to written guidelines and posted stuff. And you got to have somebody coordinating, walking around, standing by the doors, whatever, just like a soft monitor. It really is helpful. The other thing for the monitor is it's somebody for the public or the workers to go to and ask, because there's a lot of times there's confusion. We're getting asked as a security company to assist banks, small airports, grocery stores, and even having some type of security there, it shows the people that you have guidelines, you expect them to be followed, and if you got questions, ask the security guard or the police officer or whoever's there.
Good tips, Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. Tim, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.